Hey Izana, happy Sunday. I hope you have enjoyed your week and feeling rested and recharged, ready for the next one. I have just been journaling again. I feel like so many revelations come to me while I'm journaling because I'm just like processing my thoughts. And something that came to me is about the universe and the fact that the universe is not actually punishing us when we go through certain situations. And I can't really delve into exactly what is happening in my life right now because there's lots of legal things going on with it and it's not resolved yet. But once it is, then I'm sure I can talk about it in more depth. But what I can talk about is the impact that it's having on me, and not just me because it's a family situation, so it's impacting a lot of different family members and stuff. And I'm just finding it so hard to deal with emotionally and energetically. And whilst that is like an opportunity for growth, you know, it's an opportunity to delve into energy work, to practice energetic boundaries, and to really like get clear on what I want, what I don't want, you know, what works for me, what doesn't, the types of people I want in my life. Like, there's just so much opportunity with toxic situations and with conflict and with like opposition, you know. But at the same time, it can feel like you're being punished. It can feel like the universe has just abandoned you and just like left you in this hell situation or like this toxic environment. And it's taken so long to get resolved that it can just feel like you're just struggling alone. Like, even when you have other people going through it as well, it can still feel like the universe has just left you and like it's against you and it's just punishing you for some reason. And then when I remember like this situation isn't my fault and I didn't ask for this and stuff, then I'm like, well, why the fuck is it happening then? Like, it literally just baffles me how awful people can be and how cruel people can be. And then I remember, well, there's actually so much cruelty in this world and people that are even worse than what I'm dealing with, you know, like there's people that are just horrific. And then I'm like, oh, I don't really like this life, to be fair. Like, not my life, but just like Earth in general and the types of people that can be here. And then again, I have to shift my mind back to like, well, there's also a lot of people here that are very like loving and kind and supportive and that are here for the sole purpose of trying to shift this collective vibration, you know, and help elevate it and stop there being so much suffering. I just think it's a lot, you know, like there's just so much happening in today's world that it's a lot. It's a lot to navigate. It's a lot to live in. It's a lot to deal with. And then on top of that, you have to deal with other people. And I'm also realizing like it's very hard to deal with toxic people in your own home. Like, that is such a hard thing to do, and it involves emotional abuse and just a lot of narcissism and horrible situations. And that's so hard to deal with when it's in my own home. But like, you even have to deal with it when you just walk down the street, you know, and you see people behaving certain types of ways, or even going on social media and being bombarded by people's opinions and them battling each other and debating things. Like, it's just so exhausting and it's very easy to get overwhelmed and like not really know how to handle it. And that's something I was journaling about today because I'm like, how the fuck do I handle this? Like, I don't even want to handle this. We shouldn't have to handle it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not actually a fair thing. Like, it's not something that we should have to handle. It's not something we should have to tolerate or navigate or learn how to cope with. Like, that's something I wrote down. I was like, I shouldn't have to learn how to cope with abuse. It just shouldn't be happening and the law should remove it. Do you know what I mean? So it just gets me so angry and frustrated that it is the way that it is and that we have to just roll with it for now. And I just don't like it, to be honest. And I feel like this just happens in so many people's lives, in so many different types of situations. And like I said, even just on social media and stuff, like people you don't even know, it can happen with, and it just gets real frustrating and really toxic and really uncomfortable. And again, I'm having to learn energetic boundaries and stop allowing my focus to go to other people. Like, it gets to the point sometimes, especially when you're highly sensitive. I don't know about you, but for me, I've been able to pick up on energy since I was, I don't even know, like the youngest I can remember. And I just didn't know what it was back then. But now I'm aware, like, oh, I could just, somebody walked in a room, I can feel their vibe, I can feel their anxiety, or I can feel their confidence, or like I can feel their ill intent, or whatever it may be. I can just become so aware of it. And then I'm learning now, like, oh my God, because I'm so aware of it, sometimes I end up like fixating on it and like really paying attention to it to the point where I'm like not focused on myself anymore. I'm now observing somebody else, but then I'm getting caught up in what they're doing and how they're behaving and like, you know, all that kind of thing. And then it's not really beneficial anymore, because I feel like there's a difference between being aware of people. Because you need to be aware to be able to keep yourself safe. Like, if you're walking down the street, you need to be aware when there's danger. So it's a beneficial thing to be highly sensitive and to notice when something is off. But then at the same time, that can come to our detriment when we start to like get fixated and like the anxiety and the overthinking starts to build, and then you just end up focusing on them way too much, and then you lose your own energy. Like, you're just basically jumping into their bubble of misery, and then it starts to affect you and impact you, and now you're feeling what they're feeling, or like you're getting angry because you're literally honing in on them rather than on yourself. And when you focus on yourself and you realize your own authenticity and your own power and everything, then you realize that actually your home frequency is love and joy and ease and compassion. You know, like when you really tune into your own authenticity without all of the external programming and all of the external beliefs and the false matrix system, and you actually just tune into who you are and what your soul mission is, then all of that other bullshit falls away and you realize, like, oh, I'm literally just like a ball of love. You know, like I'm literally just this bundle of joy that is here to experience more joy and more love, and that's what I want for myself. You know, like when you really focus on that and you get clear on that, you realize that all of this like negative self-doubting, you know, like just everything about the other person and the anxiety that triggers in you, that comes up in you, it's not really, like, even though it's your emotion that you're feeling, it's not your home frequency. It's just something that you kind of dip in and out of, you know, because we are human and we feel the full spectrum of emotion. So you're going to feel lower vibrations and everything like that. Like, that's not a bad thing. But just remembering your home frequency and the fact that you can go back to that at any point by getting the hell out of other people's energy fields and stop focusing on them. And this is so much easier said than done. And something that I'm really having to train myself to do right now, especially because it's happening in my home and it's really hard to not jump in their energy field when they're literally walking into your space. Do you know what I mean? So I'm just finding it so frustrating to deal with, because it's like, why the fuck do I have to deal with it? Why is it even happening? This should not be happening, especially at the same time as having a baby. Like, I should not have to bring a child into this bullshit situation, you know what I mean? And it's just a bit overwhelming, so I needed to journal it out. And then I realized, oh yeah, it's about energy work yet again. And whilst we have all of these incredible lessons and opportunities for growth, I don't want to learn through suffering anymore. Like, I don't want to learn the hard way. I'm tired of it, you know? Like, yeah, okay, it gives us an opportunity to practice energetic boundaries or to practice owning your authenticity or whatever the case may be with whatever it is that you're going through. But I don't want to learn through shit situations anymore. I'm bloody tired of it. Like, why do we have to learn through suffering and through like opposition and clashing and arguing and like, oh, I don't want to learn through that anymore. I want to learn through experiencing love and joy and excitement, and let that be the lesson, you know, to like hone into even more love and even more joy and excitement. So yeah, I think I'm just getting a bit frustrated and then it's making me get clear on what I want. But then another thing that also came to me is that, like, obviously when you transform internally, so like with this transformation of me realizing that I don't want to learn through suffering anymore, and that I don't want to tolerate this person's abusive behavior anymore, and that I don't want to actually engage and deal with anybody that's on that wave, like I don't want to associate with those types of people in all areas of life, you know, like you get really clear on what you want and what you don't want. And then fuck, I forgot what I was gonna say. My mind just went blank. Oh god, there's just so much emotion coming up, so I need to like proper ground back into my body and allow myself to process. But yeah, so while you get this opportunity to get really clear on all of these things, it's also that I don't want to have to learn the hard way anymore. And it can feel like the universe kind of abandons you and like you're just having to, I don't know, like put up with it, I guess, and tolerate it when you don't fucking want to. Because it's just so toxic and uncomfortable. And like, I mean, I've been through other situations, of course, we've all been through so many different things that can be toxic, and you learn and you figure it out. And that's what I was going to say. The internal change starts to happen because you get clear on it and you start to really understand it. But the external reality, like the physical reality, is the last plane of existence to catch up. So it's like you're making all of these changes internally and you're getting really clear on things, but the external can feel like it's taking forever to reflect that. And that's where I'm at. I'm like, but the internal is so different, I know I don't want this, make it leave. But then the physical, it's just not moving as quick as I would like it, and I really don't bloody like it. So I think that's just like another lesson and another perspective to remind ourselves on, is that you are doing the work. Like when you're doing the inner work and you're really transforming and you're getting clear on your beliefs and you're shifting them and you're understanding and recognizing exactly what situations do not serve you, and you're choosing to consciously clear it out of your life and to choose different people and to choose better opportunities and like to say yes to things that actually feel in alignment and no to things that don't, you know, like you're doing all of this work and you're making all of these changes. And then the next part is patience and trust, and that's the part that I find really, really hard. I am quite an impatient person, to be fair, but I find it really hard to trust in the universe and trust that it's being changed when physically it doesn't really look like it is, because you're still stuck living in it, if that makes sense. And yeah, I think it just comes down to a lot of trust and faith. And then this makes me question the universe and be like, well, are you just like ignoring me? Are you just abandoning me? Am I just having to deal with this alone? Like, what the hell is going on? And it can really feel like it's against you and like it's punishing you and like it's just, you know, not listening. And then I'm starting to, like, when I was journaling today, I started to remind myself, like, oh, no, 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 no. That is a fear mentality. That is a program that makes us feel like we're alone and abandoned. But we're actually a part of Source. You know, we're a fractal of God consciousness. We are not alone. We're all interconnected. We're connected to Mother Earth and to nature. You can see that in our DNA. You can see that in the way that our body functions. Like, there's just so much that can remind you of how interconnected everything is and how divine it is. And how magnificent it is, like creation itself and everything. So like, we're not alone and we're not abandoned. It's just that the physical realm takes a bit longer than the mental and emotional, because you have to really believe and know and trust and have faith in the inner realm. Like, you have to really have that strong connection to source and like that spiritual connection, which is why spiritual practices are just so goddamn important. And I'm learning this more and more and more, that when I don't sit here and have that time to myself just to deep breathe and clear out all of these thoughts that are just roaming around and like taking over, if I don't do that, then I'm gonna be stressed for the day. And sometimes I need to do it multiple times a day, and other times I don't necessarily need to do it as often. It just, you know, like just flowing with what you need to really be able to take care of yourself and keep your channels clear, like keep your energy field clear of other people's shit, so that you're not focusing on them all the time. And in those moments when it happens, being aware of the fact that it's happening, so then you can quickly dip into your practice and clear it out. And like, something I've realized for myself is I can't sit there thinking about the thing, because then I spiral and then my thoughts just go a bit crazy and then it gets quite negative, and now I'm focusing on the person. So I need to actually just go to breathing and let my thoughts stop racing. But for somebody else, you might want to go into your thoughts and you might want to like look at your beliefs and things like that. But for me, that just doesn't work. I need to just go straight to breathing and stop thinking, because I keep overthinking and that is my issue. So going into deep breathing and like really focusing on breathing in more joy and more ease and more love and all of those kind of things, or even breathing in safety if I'm not feeling safe, you know, or breathing in compassion or breathing in support, whatever it is that I feel like I need, that I'm lacking, and then breathing out the other person's bullshit, breathing out their energy, breathing out all of the things that I don't want, whatever it is that's triggered me in that moment, like just clearing it out without thinking too much, because I just get so caught up in my head. I need to come back in my body. Little Pisces likes to escape and go off into the dream realm and other places, and I need to come back into my body, which is something that I'm having to really practice doing, because that is not what I'm used to. So yeah, just developing some types of spiritual practices that really support you through navigating this experience, because it is difficult and nobody said it was going to be easy, but also like I don't want it to be so difficult anymore. So just understanding that the external can take a bit longer, and even though it's frustrating and you don't necessarily know when or how things are going to unfold, and like, you know, we can't really fully predict exactly what's going to happen, but we have to trust in our soul and in our higher self and the fact that this is for our highest good, and the fact that you actually should be proud of yourself for doing the inner work and making the inner changes, because it's those inner changes that are shifting your reality. And even though it might be a slow process, it might look gradual and it might not be as fast as what you want, it's happening how it's supposed to happen, and it is happening. And I think that's the main thing to remember, is that it is happening, it is clearing, it is shifting. It just might not be in the way that you really wanted, but it's happening how it needs to for your, like, your higher self and in service of you and your highest good. And as long as we're doing the inner work and we're really tuning into source and tuning into our higher self and our soul mission and everything, and getting clear on what we want, then we know it's happening. Do you know what I mean? I just feel like sometimes you can doubt it. I definitely doubt it quite often. Like, you can doubt it, you can feel like the universe is against you, and you can doubt your own power. That is essentially what we're doing when we're doubting that the inner work is working and actually shifting things. Like, you're doubting your own power, and it's again another opportunity to actually remind yourself of how powerful you are, and the fact that your mind and your emotions create your reality. You know, your beliefs, the things that you believe in, the things that you focus on consistently, the things that trigger your emotions and that you stay in as a home frequency, that's what's creating your reality. And of course, there's tons of situations that are not our fault, tons of situations we didn't ask for that we don't deserve and all of that. So I'm not saying that we're creating that, But what I am saying is that through doing the inner work, we can consciously create what we want. You know, like we can consciously shift it and remove these toxic situations, remove these toxic people, and bring in more joy and more love. But we just have to trust the process and allow the external to catch up, even though it might not be the speed that we want, and it might not be in the way that you want, and it might be highly bloody frustrating. But we are so much more capable and more powerful than we give ourselves credit for. And you should even be proud of yourself just for trying. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes I get really hard on myself and I forget, like, holy shit, I'm actually doing a lot of work. Like, I'm actually shifting a lot. And the person that I was last year is not who I am today. A lot has changed. And sometimes you need to look back on that and remember that actually you've done a lot. And even though the external might be taking a little bit longer, you're still going. Do you know what I mean? And like the change that you've made in the last year and the small shifts that have happened externally, if you then keep going with it now, imagine how much the external is going to change by next year. Do you know what I mean? Because you've already come so far. So instead of getting down on yourself and then stopping, we need to keep going because you've already shifted so much. And I know it's frustrating and things can take a while, but keep going because it's going to keep on shifting with you. And eventually, all of these people will be cleared from our lives, all of these situations, whatever it is that you're trying to leave or trying to let go of, and whatever it is that you're trying to call in, it will be able to come. It just, like I said, we can't figure out exactly how and when. Like, I even notice in my romantic life, like, I managed to call in my life partner so bloody easily. I didn't even try. I don't know how that came in so easy. But one thing that I do know is that I trusted it wholeheartedly. Like, I knew that what I wanted could find me. And I think that is the difference, because with this other situation of clearing out toxic people, the trust isn't as strong. Because it's just like where the external reality is not going very fast, it feels like I'm asking for too much, or like, I don't know, it just feels too hard, like too difficult to make it leave. Whereas the call in my life partner, I didn't even really have to think about. I just trusted and knew that that's what I wanted, that that's the type of person I wanted. And then I just kind of let go and was like, it happens when it happens sort of thing. And I would just have my little Pisces dreams and visualizations of the type of like dynamic that I wanted, you know, the type of interactions that I wanted, because it was fun. I love dreaming. I love visualizing. So it's just fun for me to go into like that little fantasy world. And it came in so easily and so fast. But then with clearing things out, it doesn't feel as easy. Especially because, oh shit, I just realized why as well, because I don't like visualizing it. Because if I start like dreaming and fantasizing about what it will be like to have that person leave, and then they don't leave, then I'll be disappointed. So I try not to even think about it. And that's kind of counterproductive, because we actually need to visualize it and like feel the emotion of what it would be like for them to be gone. Like, you need to actually experience it in your energy field and stuff, like in your mind, in your emotions, because that's how we manifest, is to put ourselves in the vibrational state of it. And I keep putting myself in the vibrational state of like fear and anger and distrust. So damn, okay. Again, it comes back to energy work. So I need to do more work on putting myself in the vibrational frequency of what it would be like to have them gone, and actually trust that it's going to happen, rather than doubting it and fearing it and avoiding it because I don't want to be disappointed. God damn it, that's another wonderful lesson that just came to me. I swear, every time I record this podcast now, I end up with revelations. But this is a positive one, because it's something I can actually like implement in my life and be productive about. So thank you for that, guys, and I hope that this is helping you as well. There's always an opportunity for growth and like for something more that we can do, and a way to elevate, and a way to utilize our tools and our spiritual practices to really support us and help us on this journey, even though it's hard work sometimes. But the more that you do it and the more that you affirm that you want to learn through ease, no more learning the hard way, it might take some time for these situations to clear and to get easier. Like, it can take a bit of time when you've only just started affirming that that's what you want, you know, you've only just started to decide that that's what you want. So obviously the universe is going to take however long it needs to take. And sometimes it can be quick. I'm not saying it's always slow or anything. It can be quick, absolutely. But like, we don't consciously know exactly how long it's going to take in any given situation. So we have to just be prepared and roll with whatever the experience is and however it needs to unfold, and let it unfold in the time frame that it needs. Like, instead of trying to control how quick and slow it goes, just like surrendering to the divine timing of it all. I think that's the thing I need to do more of, and possibly you as well, like just surrendering to the divine timing and letting source take over that, but really affirming what you want and stuff, and then allowing it to unfold and continuously affirming it. Like, you can't just affirm it once and then think that that's it, because it's about the vibrational frequency that you're at. So constantly reaffirming it helps put you in that vibration of like embodying it. You know, it's one thing to say, oh, I don't want this toxic person in my life. It's another thing to turn around and actually ask them to leave. Do you know what I mean? Like, one is just words. They can be empty words where you're not really feeling it emotionally. You're not actually in the vibration of it. The other one, when you actually take action, is because you're fully in it and like you really feel it and you're living it and you're embodied in it. And so you take the action because you trust it and because you stand by it. So it's definitely about owning your truth and really delving into the emotional vibration of it. And of course, that takes work, as with everything, I swear to God, but we're getting there. And we're not alone in this process, because we're all doing the same thing, essentially. We're all trying to find our joy. We're all trying to find our peace and love and the perfect connections that make us feel good. Like, we're all pretty much searching for the same thing, really. But obviously everyone's experience is different and all of our karmic lessons are different and stuff, so just go a bit easy on yourself while you navigate this, because it can be quite hard. And just know that the universe is not against you. It's actually, it wants to give you love, it wants to support you, it wants to give you the resources that you ask for and that you need, you know. It just sometimes doesn't look exactly how you thought. And sometimes you don't necessarily believe the thing that you're trying to get yourself to believe. Like, sometimes you can think you want to learn through ease, but really you keep picking toxic ass people and learning the hard way. And that is something that I have done many, many times. So the universe responds to vibration. It does not respond to like the specific words that you're saying and stuff, you know. Like, you might say one thing, but actually your vibration is telling a whole other story. So this is again why energy work and tuning into your vibration and having that awareness of where you're actually at energetically is so important, because then you can really shift it to where you want it to truly go, and then allow divine timing to unfold and let it unfold in the way that it needs. And that's a reminder for myself as well, because there's many times where I say certain things but I'm not actually feeling it. I'm not actually embodied in it. So this is definitely more work for myself to do, and something that I'm gonna go ahead and go do today. So yeah, I really hope that you're doing well. And I hope that you have the best week for next week. And I will see you in the next episode. Make sure you take care of yourself. And yeah, sending lots of love. Bye.